Hello, thanks for downloading the podcast. I hope you're all okay today. It's Thursday, September 15th. I'm Mariam Gaimi with your daily update from Suffolk News. First today, a news that a jeweller's is returning to Suffolk after 130 years. Dipple's Jewellers will occupy the recently vacated premises of Thurlow Champness & Son Jewellers in Abbeygate Street in Bury St Edmunds. Thurlow Champness closed due to the retirement of MD and majority shareholder Trevor Salt. Dipple's is a family-run business that currently has stores in Norwich and Dereham, and they hope to welcome customers through the doors of their Bury St Edmunds store next month. The business was in Ipswich between 1888 and 1890, and later relocated to Norwich around 1894. In a letter to customers, Mr Salt of Thurlow Champness said Dipple's would re-employ the vast majority of Thurlow staff. Next, and another business story, this time from Haverhill. A new Turkish restaurant called Anatolia Mediterranean Grill and Cocktail Bar is opening next to Cineworld tomorrow. It will see a long-held ambition realised by its owners, Ali and Wendy Yagia, who took over the premises in May. The couple have had Dialer Pizza for 10 years before opening Star Burger in Queen Street in 2013. Just before Christmas 2020, they opened Star Grill, offering Turkish food and drink in the evenings from the same Queen Street restaurant. The new premises has undergone a full renovation, with furniture, crockery and cutlery being sourced straight from Turkey. There will be a mixologist to prepare the cocktails and other drinks, with the new menu offering not just traditional Turkish dishes, but also pasta, pizza, steaks, burgers and roasts on Sundays. Next, and a story about a retired Suffolk GP who is preparing to run his fifth London Marathon at the age of 75, despite a foot injury. Dr. Giles Smith of Sapperston worked at the Grove Surgery in Thetford for 32 years. He is taking part in the annual event on October 2nd against the advice of his wife, Claire Smith, and admits she's probably right. He is having to train in special shoes that he says are uncomfortable because of Achilles tendonitis. He will be running for two charities, Against Breast Cancer and Give a Kidney. Next, a news that bin collections will be delayed by one day for the whole week next week due to the bank holiday for the Queen's funeral. This is across the Baber and Mid-Suffolk District Council, West Suffolk Council and East Suffolk Council areas. And Ipswich Borough Council does not collect bin collections on Mondays. The waste collection across Ipswich will not be affected. All bin collections across Suffolk will return to regular collection times by the following week. Finally, concern is growing for a missing man who was last seen at Ipswich Hospital. Barrez Abdullah, aged 26, was last seen at the hospital at around 1:30 p.m. on Tuesday. He is described as 5'11" of slim build with cropped dark hair and a beard. He was last seen wearing a fitted white t-shirt with a green logo, blue jeans and trainers. Suffolk police said they were concerned for Barrez's welfare. Anyone who has seen him or has any information on where he may be should contact Suffolk police on 101. Also on the site, Suffolk News has gone behind the scenes at Gainsborough's House in Sudbury to discover the journey of its £10 million transformation. That's all for today. Don't forget to follow Suffolk News on Facebook, Twitter and Instagram. Plus you can subscribe to the iLife Media News app. Just head to suffolknews.co.uk/subscribe.